Hallelujah. One of the favorite passages of Scripture in the Bible to me, and I've used it many times, at times to comfort someone who's passing through the valley of the shadow of death, comfort someone during the passing of a loved one, or even to comfort someone as they themselves are passing from this life, and to comfort someone maybe who's going through a long season of illness, and that's the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I love the part he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a comforting psalm in all these different times of life and seasons of life, and it's comforted so many millions of people. But I really love this psalm today because it is a transitional psalm. You may have never looked at it that way, but let's look at it together. It's a transitional psalm. It's prophetic. It speaks of a man, David, going through something to get somewhere. Going through something to get something. It's about going through to get to. Everybody say, I'm going through to get to. Now look at your neighbor again and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm going through something. But it's okay, because I'm going to something. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of David being sad, follow with me today, instead of David being sad and discouraged and depressed, there is a triumphant note in his voice. He says in this psalm, yes, I am going through something, but I am on my way somewhere. And even though it's hard, even though there are some difficult things that I'm experiencing, even though this is a hard place, he even called it the valley of the shadow of death, there are some wonderful things that are happening to me even here. There are some wonderful things that are coming to me and coming to you through this. Number one, he said, your rod and your staff, they're comforting me. Hallelujah. He said, you're preparing a table before me in the presence. In the presence of my enemies. He said, you're anointing my head with oil and my cup is running over. Friend, listen to this. This is all taking place while he's passing through and going through the valley of the shadow of death. Glory to God. The truth is today, friend, the truth is there are just some things in life that there's only one way to get to it. You've got to go through something. So many people in this life want everything without any effort. We want things with no effort. We see that beautiful doctor's home and $1 million, $2 million home, and we say to ourselves, well, I would love to have a house like that. But you don't want to go to school for 15 years. Get the education that that doctor got, so you can make that kind of money and buy that kind of house. We see that young man, he's walking through the mall, looks like his muscles are about to bust out of his shirt, and we look and we say, whoa, man, I would love to have muscles like that. But you don't want to go to the gym 5 times a week, pump iron until your arms and legs feel like they're going to fall off. Now, the truth is you can have that kind of a body. The truth is you can have that home. The truth is you can have those things if you're willing to pay the price. It's not a question of whether or not you can have it. The question is, are you willing to do what it takes? You see, many believers have the attitude that just because they're saved, they're in the family of God now, that God is supposed to give them everything they ever dreamed of. No effort, no work, no discipline on their part. But the fact is, look at your neighbor and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm sorry. I have to pop your bubble. But the fact is, it costs what it costs. And it never goes on sale. There's no blue light specials when it comes to, when it comes to the things of God. There is a price to the things of God. Sometimes you've got to go through something. Sometimes you have to struggle. Sometimes you have to fight. But there's something in the struggle that's necessary to you becoming what God has ordained for you to be. So look at somebody and say, neighbor, I want to tell you something. I'm going through something, but it's worth it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going through something, but it's worth it. Because I'm not looking at what I'm going through. I'm looking at what I'm going to. Whoa, hallelujah. I want to show you something. I want to show you 11 reasons why God allows us to go through stuff. 11 reasons why God allows us to go through the valley. He allows us to go through the struggle, through the warfare. First of all, looking at the children of Israel, God left giants in the promised land on purpose. He gave them the promised land and just left one little thing out the first time he gave the promise. He said, I'm going to give you this land flowing with milk and honey. You're not going to have to plow the ground. The vineyards have already been planted. You're not going to have to build the houses. They've already been built. He just left one little thing out. There are giants over there. And God left giants in the promised land on purpose. Why? Number one, because they needed to learn how to fight. The children of Israel had been in slavery for 400 years. They did not know how to fight. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to know how to fight. So God left giants in the promised land on purpose because they needed to learn how to fight. Number two, he left giants there because giants distinguish the difference between the professors and the possessors. Anybody can make a confession. Anybody can profess to have something. But you find out who really possesses something when the fight is on. You find out who has the goods when they're under pressure and when the fight is on. It's one thing to confess the promises of God. It's another thing to strap on your sword and go toe-to-toe with your giants and possess your promises. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's not about confessing, it's about possessing. Yeah. Giants, number three, giants expose the grasshoppers in the crowd. When giants show up, grasshoppers speak up. Grasshoppers usually blend into their environments, but giants uncover them. Now remember this, grasshoppers don't eat grapes. You'll never have a promised land faith with a grasshopper mentality. What is a grasshopper mentality? That's when the children of Israel looked at the giants and they said, we are grasshoppers in our sight and so are we in their sight. Friend, a grasshopper mentality will never have a promised land faith. You've got to be delivered from a grasshopper mentality. You've got to look at that giant and say to that giant, giant, the bigger you are, the harder you fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four, you get to know yourself in the struggle. The real you comes out under pressure. Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, when I'm not under pressure, I'm good. I'm sweet. I'm nice. You know, got it all together. Got it all under control. But when the heat is on, how do you act when the heat is on? How do you act when all hell breaks loose? How do you act when you're under pressure? Because what comes out under pressure is the real you. Oh, yeah. So you get to know yourself in the struggle. The real you comes out under pressure. Number five, you get to know God in the struggle. You realize God is your only help. God is your only source. Number six,
you get stronger and you put down roots, you dig deep into the Word and in prayer. See, some of us, if trouble never came our way, we would never take the time to go to the Word of God. Amen. If trouble never came our way, we'd never take time to seek God out. So sometimes God allows trouble to come our way to push us to the Word. Sometimes He allows trouble to come our way so we'll get in a place of prayer and we'll seek His face and we'll dig down and we'll put down roots. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So, number 7, you become aware of the excesses and the unnecessary things in your life. Just like this wind that blew through here, you know. The wind, if it's strong, it'll blow away anything that's not attached. It'll blow anything away that's loosely attached. Glory to God. Let me just tell you, in the day and the hour that we live in, you cannot afford to be loosely attached. You cannot afford just to have a casual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you don't get connected, I'm telling you, the winds of adversity, the winds of the fire of adversity will come and they will blow you out of the presence of God, and they will blow you out of fellowship with God's people, and they will blow you out of the communion that you have with God, and they will blow the Word right out of you. You've got to stay connected. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stay connected. Stay connected. You become aware of the excesses and the unnecessary things in your life. When the storm comes, you begin to realize, I can do without a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff I can live without. The struggle produces thankfulness. It produces thankfulness. You see someone, and I see especially in Oklahoma and Arkansas, parts of the country, and even in California now with all this flooding, the struggle produces thankfulness. Someone survives a flood or a tornado, and their house is gone, their car is gone, but they're just thankful that they're still alive. They're just thankful that the family is still together. There's just something about that struggle. Man, before that struggle, they took everything for granted. Before that storm, they were just taking everything for granted. But after the storm, my friend, they're just happy to be alive. They're just thankful that they're still alive. They found a little picture in the rubble, and they thank God for a little picture in the rubble. I'm telling you, the storm has a way of making you thankful and bringing out gratitude in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes God will allow things to come our way because we get to taking everything for granted. When you know how to fight for what you got, you appreciate it more. I remember when I was young and my dad, I wanted him to buy a bicycle for me. And he wouldn't buy a bicycle for me. And I thought he was mean. And I thought, why he wouldn't buy a bicycle for me? I don't understand it. He said, no, you need to buy your own bicycle. You need to go to work, make your own money, buy your own bicycle. I said, why? He said, that way you'll appreciate it more. I said, no, I won't. That's the way my brain was thinking, you know, as a kid. I'm thinking, I'd appreciate it more if I don't have to go to work. And you buy it for me. But I didn't understand what he was saying. It's when you invest your time into it. When your sweat is invested in it. When your effort is invested in it. When your time and your strength and your energy is invested in it. And you've had to fight for it. Oh, Sheila Bakatabasa. You're not going to let the devil sweep in and steal it from you. You're not going to let the enemy come in and take away what you've had to stand and fight for. Hey, it'll mean something to you. You'll appreciate it more. Glory to God. You won't let anyone take it from you. 9, struggles test your level of commitment. Anybody can say they're committed. But the only way you can really test the level of commitment is through the fire. The only way you can really test your level of commitment is through the
valley, through the struggle, through the warfare, through the fight. You have to go through something.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm committed. Look at the children, three Hebrew children before the fire. Okay? King says, if you don't bow down, I'm going to throw you into the fire. Now you got a test. You got a test. Are you committed? Between the time that the king spoke that word and the time they got the door of the furnace, they could have backed out. Once that door is open and they're thrown in the furnace, ain't no backing out. Your level of commitment is being tested. Some of you are in the fire right now. God, why am I going through this? Because your level of commitment is being tested. God is going to try. He's going to have a tried people. He's going to have a tested people. He's going to have a proved people. Listen, don't think you're going to get to heaven without going through a little hell.
Hallelujah. Got real quiet right there. Y'all thought you were just going to roll out of bed one day and roll right into heaven.
Listen, you're going to have to go through something before you get there. This is a battle. This is a warfare. This is a fight. Let me tell you something. If you didn't know it, let me just tell you about it. Let me just expose you to it. You're in a warfare. You're in a battle. There are demon hordes of hell that want to destroy your life, that want to kill, steal, and destroy, and they're after you. They're after your children. They're after your grandchildren. They're after this generation. They're after the next generation. And the only thing that can stop them is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's sons of God. It's daughters of God walking in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the power of the Word of God, with the authority in the name of Jesus, and taking authority over the works of the devil. It's a warfare. It's a battle. And it's getting stronger all the time. Now, number 10. This one is good. The struggle, they're all good. But I like this one. The struggle qualifies you for rest. Matthew 11 and 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You that have labored and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Hebrews 4 and 11 said, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. There is a rest to those that fight. There's a rest to those that struggle. There's a rest to those who go through the fire and go through the battles. Oh, hallelujah. Number 11. The struggle qualifies you for the reward. The battle qualifies you for the reward. You remember the story of the giant and how he was threatening the children of Israel. David heard them speak of a reward, but he knew the reward was only for the person who would fight and kill Goliath. Are you hearing me? The reward was only for the person that would fight and kill Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:25. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. It shall be that the man who killeth him, the man who killeth him, the man who will put on his equipment, his armor, and will go out there and fight, the man who kills him, the king will enrich him, oh, hallelujah, with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house in Israel, make them free. We should understand today that many times the struggle, the fight, the warfare, the praying, the waiting patiently, the enduring, it's as important as the reward. Yes. Oh, God, do you understand that what we're going through to God is as important as what we're going through? What are you talking about? I'm telling you today, it has not been the good times that made me who I am.
It has not been the good times that put the authority in me and put the boldness in me and put the courage in me and put the anointing on me that's on my life today. It's not been the good times. It's been the struggles. It's been the valleys of the shadows of death. It's been the fiery trials. It's been the war. Oh, shilalalakata. It's been the battles. It's been the warfare. See, that's why the songwriter wrote, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, he said, if I've never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. Oh, I never know what faith in God can do. But through the trial, I found God to be faithful. Through the fire, I found that God always shows up. Through the battle, I found that God is more than enough. Oh, come on and lift your hands and bless him today. If you know that's true, if you know it's true, through it all, through it all, through it all, through it all. La 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 la. Through it all, we're looking at the reward, which is natural, it's normal. But let me tell you where God is looking. God's looking at the development that's taking place through the struggle. God's looking at what's transpiring and what's being formed in you through the battle, through the fight. Faith is forged in the furnace of adversity. The first generation children of Israel forfeited their inheritance because they would not fight. They forfeited. They had a right to walk right into the promised land, but they forfeited it. A whole generation forfeited their inheritance and were sentenced to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness until all the doubters died off. Why? Because they would not engage the enemy. They refused to fight. They refused to fight. How many of God's people have forfeited their destiny and their promises just because they refused to fight? When the heat was on, they bailed out. When the heat was on, they backed down. When the heat was on, they laid down their swords and they conceded to the enemy. As long as everything was going smooth, they were right there shouting with the rest of the army. But when the struggle came, they caved in. And they gave in to discouragement and fear and doubt. And if we'll be true today, just as I said, it's not the easy times that made us who we are. It's what you've had to fight for. It's what you've had to fight against. It's what you had to overcome that got you here. Hallelujah. The caterpillar goes through a process of metamorphosis through which it changes from an ugly earthbound crawly worm into a beautiful butterfly. But this process involves struggle, dark times, confinement, difficulty. To cut the struggle short would rob the butterfly of its destiny. The baby chicken, the egg, goes through a process of growth inside of the egg until it begins to outgrow the egg. But it must peck its way out of the egg. This struggle strengthens the baby chick and prepares it for life outside of the egg. To cut the struggle short would severely injure, if not kill, that baby chick. Through the struggle, it gains the strength it needs to survive and thrive in its new environment. And here's one of the best things about your struggle, about your warfare, about the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, friend, it qualifies you to help somebody else. It qualifies you to help others. When you've been through something, you can help somebody else. When you've stood your ground and fought your battles and conquered your giants, you're qualified to help somebody else. I don't know about you, but I'm not just looking to get to heaven the cheapest way I can. I want to make a difference before I get there. I want to help somebody. I want to lift somebody up. I want to put a fighting spirit in somebody. I want to equip somebody to fight the good fight of faith. I want to raise up sons and daughters, men and women of God, who know who they are in Christ, who know their inheritance, who know their rights and privileges, who know their authority and power in Jesus' name. I want to raise up men and women of integrity and character and dignity. I want to make a difference in this world. I want to help you. Hallelujah. Now listen. The devil wants to make it all about you. Yeah. And that's what we have a tendency to do. Every time we go through something, we get tunnel vision.
And our only concern becomes about getting through.
Getting out. God is more concerned about you growing through than going through.
That's true.
Let me tell you something. You can go through a lot of stuff and never make a bit of difference in your life. Sitting side by side can be people that have gone through exactly the same things in life. Struggles, financial, spiritual, emotional, marital, whatever, physical. And yet one will be strong in the Lord, and the other will be a Gerber baby. No strength, no change, no life, no authority, no power, no faith, no confidence in God. Saved. But instead of a warrior, they're a wimp. Why? Went through the same things. Why? Because they're not just about going through. It's about growing through. When you go through something, ask God, what am I supposed to learn? What is the lesson I'm supposed to learn here? I believe that Mario Brothers, the old one, I probably played that thing for 2-3 months before I saved the princess. I mean, that's sad to say. Because my nephews, they were like, boom, 5 minutes, the princess will be saved. Hallelujah. And I'm like hours and hours and hours, you know, trying every trick I can figure to save that princess. But I learned something from that game. I learned in that game that there's something on the level that I'm on that if I get it, it helps me on the level I'm going to.
That's right.
I used to make fun of them because they hit their head on the brick and out come that mushroom and they get bigness. That's what I call it, bigness. That little guy would become big. And I'd laugh at that. Or he'd get firepower when you go to the next mile, you get firepower. And I'd laugh at that. But then God started teaching me one day. He said, what you seen there? He said, there's something spiritual in that. I said, what is it? He said, you need everything that you're getting on that level to go to the next level. There's something on the next level you don't know about. I know about it. And I've given you everything on this level to take care of what you're going to deal with on that level.
Amen.
If you will take advantage of it.
That's right.
If you will seek it out. If you will ask for it. If you'll reach for it. If you'll stretch for it. If you'll pray. If you'll study my word. If you'll ask me, what are the lessons, Lord? What am I trying? What do I need to learn? What are you trying to teach me, Lord? He said, everything you need for the next level is already on this level if you take advantage of it. Here's the problem. People go through and try to run through because our interest is not in growing through. Our interest is just in going through. But I'm going to tell you something. God's more interested about you growing through than you going to. God could have kept the three Hebrew children from going through the fire, but he didn't. God could have kept Daniel from being thrown into the lion's den, but he didn't. He could have. Why didn't he? Because he was more concerned about them growing through than just going through. And avoiding. He wants us to grow. And you sometimes have to go through something to grow. You have to be put under pressure. You have to feel the heat. Do I like it? No, I don't like it. I'm going to be honest with you. I have never gone to God and said, God, it's been a while since I've had a good trial. Could you send one on down?
I've never done that, and I don't reckon I will. But I'm learning. There's something I'm supposed to learn when I go through something. God, the devil wants to make it all about us, give us tunnel vision. But God wants us to understand, even though the devil sent it to take us out, God is going to use it to take you up. Oh, yes, yes. And even though the devil sent it to destroy you, God is going to use it to make you an instrument of his power. Oh, hallelujah. So you can help somebody else. Look at 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. I'm almost done. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Through your struggles, through your warfare, through your fire, through your trials, through your battles, God is bringing you to a place of greater influence and greater blessing to your brothers and your sisters in the Lord and to those around you. Yes, I may be going through a battle. Yes, I may be going through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, I may be going through a fiery furnace right now, but I'm growing through my struggle. I'm growing through my battle. I'm growing through my warfare. I'm on my way to a fresh anointing. I'm developing some spiritual muscles. I'm developing some compassion. I'm developing some patience and some endurance. I'm developing some stickability. I'm developing the ability to put myself in the position where others are and feel what they feel so I can speak a word in season to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing like it, man. There's nothing like it. When you can look at somebody going through life's trials and life's fires, and you can speak a word to them that you know brought you through. And you know that word has the same power to bring them through. There's nothing like it, man. Nothing like it. It's a whole different scenario when you look at persons and you didn't grow through your trial and you didn't grow through your battle, you didn't grow through your warfare, and someone's going through the fiery trial of their life and the greatest struggle of their life, and they look at you and you say, I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't help you. I don't know, you know, because you don't have it. When I was going through that fire and the devil was trying to kill me, he tried to make it all about me. That's what he tried to do. He tried to get me all focused and all down and all depressed and discouraged and make it all about me. Oh, bless your heart. Poor me, pity me. Poor pity me. Poor pitiful me. He tried to make it all about me. But you know what? I didn't let him make it all about me. I said, devil, you're going to be sorry. Because I'm coming through this. When I come through this, I'm going to get other people healed. I'm going to get other people delivered. I'm going to get other people set free. And everything that you tried to use on me, everything that you tried, I'm going to turn it around. Hallelujah. I'm going to take your own sword and cut off your own head with your sword. See, I know some of you are going through something right now. I know by the Spirit this is the word of the Lord for this hour, for this day. This is why God changed the message. I know some of you are going through stuff right now, and I know the devil is doing everything he can to get you so focused and so centralized on what you're going through and get you tunnel-minded, and you see only what you're going through and you feel only what you're going through, and you don't understand there's a bigger picture. You don't understand there's something on the other side of this. You don't understand that if you'll listen to what God is saying, and if you'll listen to what the Lord, the Holy Spirit is trying to teach you, he's going to empower you. He's going to equip you in the middle of that. He's going to prepare
a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And right there in that pressing place, right there in that hard place, he's going to anoint you with fresh oil. And you're going to come out of that thing with a greater power, a greater anointing, a greater authority, a greater relationship with God than you've ever had before, and a greater usefulness to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah! Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm going through it, but it's okay, because I'm growing through it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and just lift your hands and worship him for a moment. Hallelujah. Come on and stand all over this house today. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going through it. But don't feel sorry for me. That's what we do. So often when we're going through stuff, we look for people to feel sorry for us. Yes, I'm going through it, but don't feel sorry for me. What I'm going through and what I'm going to makes it all worthwhile. See, you might feel like that little chick in that egg, just pecking and pecking and pecking. Seem like nothing is happening. You're stuck. But just keep on pecking. Because sooner or later, you're going to peck your way into a miracle. Ribasa. Sooner or later, you're going to peck your way into a new anointing. You may feel like that caterpillar stuck in that dark cocoon. But just keep on pushing and keep on stretching. Because you're going to break out. And you're not going to be the same person you were when you went in. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I went in, I was a featherweight. I was a lightweight when I went in. But when I came out of the other side, I was a heavyweight. When I came out the other side, I knew how to fight. When I came out the other side, I knew how to pray. I knew how to get a hold of God. I'm telling you, God is teaching you something. God, if you listen, God is teaching you something. If you'll apply yourself, God is teaching you something. If you'll listen, if you'll apply yourself, if you get in the Word of God, if you'll take advantage of what He's put on this level, you'll be equipped for the next level. Amen. Glory to God. David needed Goliath. The Hebrew children needed the fiery furnace. Samson needed the Philistines. We need the struggle. We need the battle. I read something on Facebook yesterday. I thought it was funny. It said, what kind of ship is your church? Is it a cruise ship? Or is it a battleship? I was like, God, I love our people. I want them to be happy. But it's not a cruise ship. It's a battleship. We got to learn how to fight.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. I want to fight for your children. I'm going to fight for your grandchildren. I'm going to fight for your husband and for your wife. It's not God's will that they go to hell.
That's right.
It's not God's will that they perish.
That's right.
I'm fighting for their souls. And I'm not talking about just now I lay me down to sleep prayer. I'm talking about warfare.
Yeah.
I'm talking about warfare. I'm talking about going into the enemy's camp and taking back what the enemy has stolen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know some of you are going through stuff right now. Some of you are going through battles right now. Some of you are going through warfare right now. But listen, there's a reason. There's a purpose in it. Don't mistake it. Don't think it's just something. You just gotta go through it to get through it. No, friend, this has got a purpose in it. I'm being equipped for the next level. I'm getting some bigness here.
Hallelujah.
I may have bumped my head a few times, but I'm getting some bigness. Hallelujah. I'm growing through it. I'm not just going through it, I'm growing through it. Come on, lift your hands and thank Him right now. Thank Him right now for the anointing. Thank Him right now for what's coming in your life. Thank Him right now. right now for the wisdom that you're gaining. Thank Him right now for the anointing that's coming on your life. Yes, you're being pressed, but the olive, the oil comes out of the olive when it's pressed. Yes, you're being pushed. Yes, you're being tormented. Yes, you're being attacked, but God is going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He's going to anoint your head with oil, and your cup is going to run over right in the middle of it all. Hallelujah! 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 I want you to reach over right now and take somebody by the hand right now. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray for that person right now that you're holding hands with. I know by the Spirit of God, because He gave me this message, that there are people in this building right now that you're going through warfare. You're going through the valley of the shadow of death. You're going through the fires of your life. You're going through hardship. You're going through attacks right now. And some of you didn't understand it, but God has brought some understanding today. I want you to pray for them right now. God's anointing is coming fresh on them. Hallelujah. God is preparing a table before them in the presence of their enemies. They're coming out of this with greater anointing, greater power, greater authority, greater boldness, greater courage. Come on, lift them up, pray for them like you want them to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, that they're coming through it, but they're not just going through it, they're growing through it, God. They're getting some Holy Spirit bigness, they're getting some Holy Spirit firepower, they're getting they're being equipped for the next level, God. They're being prepared for the next level, God. Their usefulness is being increased. Their usefulness in the kingdom is being increased. Their authority in the kingdom is being increased. Oh, their confidence in you is being increased. Your anointing is increasing in them. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and the weeping may endure for the night. Joy comes in morning. God, I thank you for fire. I thank you for the anointing, Lord. You're not going down. No, friend, you're not going down. No, friend, it's not the end. No, friend, it's just a doorway. It's an elevator to the next level. It's an elevator to the next world. It's an elevator to the next dimension. Oh, shalababasaka. I'm not being destroyed. I'm being elevated. I'm not being destroyed. I'm being elevated. I'm being equipped. I'm being empowered. My usefulness is being increased. My authority is being increased. My anointing is being increased. My knowledge is being increased. My faith is being increased. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say this. Somebody said, but it's hot, Pastor. It's hard. You don't know what I feel. Fire. Worries, the fears, the stress, the attack. Let me just tell you this. The devil wouldn't be fighting you on that level if he wasn't worried about you. But there's more. There's more that I've prepared for you. There's more even than you have imagined, saith the Lord. And I am preparing you to receive that more. I'm equipping you. Yea, even in the hardships, even in the fire, I'm enlarging your capacity to receive. Yea, I'm bringing you to a place of largeness, a place of grandeur, a place greater than you have seen, even than you have imagined, saith God. Be faithful. Be faithful in the fire. Be faithful and you will see I am faithful. Be faithful and you will see. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will stretch forth my hand and I will bring you forth. And not only shall you come forth, but all that see thee shall know that it is the hand of the Lord that has done this. And all that shall see thee shall know that it is the hand of the Lord that is upon thee and the hand of the Lord that is working in you mightily, saith the Lord. So press on, my children, for I have great things in store for you. Be not discouraged, but be encouraged this day, for greater things are coming, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Woo! Woo! Shalalalalalala. Shalalalalalala.
Hallelujah. Changes everything. Let me just tell you this. Paul and Silas delivered a young lady from a demon. She had a spirit of divination. It cast that spirit out of her. They put Paul and Silas in jail, bound them up. Stocks. Slammed the door shut, the darkest part of the prison. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing praises unto God.
Amen.
Instead of complaining, instead of saying, God, why did you let this happen? All we're doing is ministry. All we're doing is trying to love people. All we're doing is trying to help people. But you know what? They sang praises unto God and they prayed. And something happened. God sent an earthquake. Shook the prison off its foundation. Every prison door was open. Every prisoner's bands were loosed. They say, man, how powerful. The jailer comes running in with his sword ready to kill himself. And Paul and Silas say, sir, do yourself no harm. We are all still here. Well, that's a miracle in itself when a prison door flies open and the prisoner don't run. But we are all still here. And the jailer falls before me and says, what must I do to be saved? Can I tell you something? God wanted to reach that jailer, but he couldn't reach him with Paul and Silas out in the street. He had to take somebody that he could trust with a trial.
Right. Come on.
Are you hearing me? He had to take somebody that he could trust with a trial, put him in there in a place under pressure, and praises erupted. What would have happened if they're in there whining and griping and complaining?
Yeah.
Talking about how God's been so mean to them, let them go through such miserable places. That jailer never would have heard the gospel. But the Bible says that jailer took them home, cleaned up all their stripes, and his whole family was saved. It's bigger than you. You see what I'm saying? It's bigger than you. It's bigger than your trial. I know it hurts. I've been there. I know it hurts. But it's bigger than you. Somebody's looking at you. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's listening to what's coming out of your mouth. And the way you go through it, the way you grow through it, it's going to make the difference for whether they make heaven or not. I know we don't like that kind of responsibility, but it's a fact. It's going to make the difference between whether someone makes heaven or not. When I found that out, I said, God, help me never complain. Help me never murmur and grumble about what I'm going through. But help me to understand I'm growing through this. And in the end, it's going to bring you glory.
Amen.
It's going to bring you honor. It's going to bring you praise.
Amen.
And somebody's going to make it because I didn't quit. Somebody's going to make it because in the middle of my trial, I could lift up my heart, my hands, and say, thank you, Jesus, I love you. Can you do that right now? No matter what you're going through, no matter what the storm is, no matter what the fire is, come on, just lift up your head. Just praise Him, just like Paul and Silas. Just for the next minute or two, just praise Him like Paul and Silas. Maybe God will send an earthquake into your life. Hallelujah. Come on, just praise it. Lord, I'm sorry I've complained. I'm sorry I've murmured. I'm sorry I've grumbled. I'm sorry, Lord. Today, I make a determination. I'm going to praise You. I'm going to bless You in the middle of the fire. I'm going to bless You in the midst of the trial. I'm going to keep on pressing and keep on praising. I'm not going to quit praising You because You're God and You're good and You're worthy of the highest praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and give God a great hand, God, to praise. Appreciate You today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now say it with me. Say, Lord, thank You.
Thank You.
I'm not just going through, but I'm growing through. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed today. God bless you.